जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानन जमुना तीर बन चारी जमुना जमुना तीर बन चारी जमुना जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदान जमुना तीर बन चारी जमुना जमुना तीर बन चारी जमुना जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा Uh हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जय राधा जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जय राधा जय कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम रे कृष्ण बलराम रे कृष्ण जय कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम रे कृष्ण बलराम रे कृष्ण जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय गौर जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय गौर जय प्रभुपद श्रील प्रभुपद प्रभुपद श्रील प्रभुपद जय प्रभु हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नित्य गौर हरि जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्री डिवाइन गेशल अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद के इष्कान फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद के जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्री डिवाइन गेशल भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोसाई प्रभुपाद के अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद के नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर के प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवा सदि गौर भक्तवृंद के श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन के श्री वृंदावन धाम के श्री श्री नवदीप माया प्रधाम के श्रीमती तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की गंगा जमुना माई की गौर प्रेमानंदे श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर जी की श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की श्री श्री गौरनिताय की श्रील प्रभुपाद की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू शंभु डिवोटीज All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glory all to the Guru and Granth ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanasalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishram Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam rupah kadamahyam dadati svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutpadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Upam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanvitam Sya He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhan Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratisin Vangcha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaham Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakt Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Ram Ram Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya So today we will be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3rd, Chapter 16, and text today will be 15. Please repeat after me. Te yoga maya arabdha Paramishtyam mahodayam Prochuh pranjalayoh vipraha Prahishta chubhitastva chaha Tejog maya arabdha पारमेष्ट्यं महोदयं प्रोचुः प्राञ्जलयो विप्रः प्रहिष्टाच्छुभितस्त्वचः तेजोगमायारब्ध पारमेष्ट्यं महोदयं प्रोचुः प्राञ्जलयो विप्रः प्रहृष्टाच्छुभितस्त्वचः दोजन योग माया थ्रू हिज इंटरनल पोटेंसी आरब्ध हैड बीन रिवील्ड पारमेश्यम ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड महाउदयम मल्टी ग्लोरीज प्रोचु स्पोक प्रांजलयः विथ फोल्डेड हैंड्स विप्रः द फोर ब्राह्मणज प्रहृष्टः एक्सट्रीमली डिलाइटेड शुभितस्त्वचः हेयर स्टैंडिंग ऑन एंड ट्रांसलेशन एंड प्रॉपर बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की ट्रांसलेशन द फोर ब्राह्मण सेजेज वेयर नेवर तलेस एक्सट्रीमली डिलाइटेड टू बिहोल्ड हिम एंड दे एक्सपीरियंस ए थ्रिल थ्रू आउट देयर बॉडी They then spoke as follows to the Lord, who had revealed the multi glories of the Supreme Personality through his internal potency, Yogmaya. Yogmaya. The sages were almost too puzzled to speak before the Supreme Personality of Godhead for the first time, and the hair of their bodies stood erect due to their extreme joy. The highest opulence in the material world is called Parameshtya, the opulence of Brahma, but that material opulence of Brahma who lives on the topmost planet within this material world can't compare to the opulence of the Supreme Lord, because the transcendental opulence in the spiritual world is caused by Yogmaya, whereas the opulence in this material world is caused by Mahamaya. This is the comment, Brahma. The incident took place how the four Kumaras, the once upon a time, one time, four Kumaras, the sometimes it translates as boy sages, Brahman sages, sometimes child, child sages, they visited, they came to residence of Vishnu. Te ekada bhagavat nilayam. They came, they went to the Nilaya, residence of Lord Vishnu. Vaikuntham, it is known as Vaikuntha. So they came, or they went to Vaikuntha planet, residence of Lord Vishnu, and how they were able to enter Vaikuntha planet. In Srimad Bhagavatam described that because they were free from all material contamination, they're completely pure personality, free from any material contamination, so they were able to reach, enter Vaikuntha planet. Once they reached in Vaikuntha planet, description about Vaikuntha planet, there are seven different boundaries, seven gates. So six consecutive gates they pass through, and when they approach the seventh one, they saw two beautiful personalities were standing in front of door. A doorkeeper. When they were about to enter, and that Jai Vijay, the doorkeeper, associates of Vishnu, parshad of Lord Vishnu, they block, they stop them with the sticks, stops. Where when Srimad Bhagavatam described they Chatush Kumara, they were not worthy of this type of treatment, mistreatment, misbehavior. They were highly elevated personality. However, the Jai Vijay, they stopped them entering in the seventh gate because they were absolutely naked. They only, beside their own body, their only thing was sacred thread on their body. Beside, nothing was there. And then Chatuskum, the Jai Vijay, what? And they stopped them. Why, boy, what you business have to do? Why you are going there? Just stay here. Remove. Be away. They stop. Why, what business these small boys, absolutely naked, looks like 4 years of boy, 4 or 5 years children, why they should go there? They stop. And then Chatuskumara, sometimes translation give the boy sages, they become little angry because become disturbed because they have intense desire, extreme desire to see Lord Vishnu. They wanted to see and someone stopped them going entering, so become little upset and immediately they curse the Jay and Vijay. That you, Jay and Vijay, you are supposed to be topmost devotee or associate of Lord Vishnu, but you are such a, your behavior is below a standard, so you leave this spiritual planet, Vaikunth planet, and go to the earthly planet, lowly, sinful birth. You don't deserve to remain here. So this incident took place. As soon as Jay Vijay came to understand the seriousness of the sharp curse, and they were also aware curse, Brahmana's curse, he could not be that, no any can counteracted this curse. So immediately they threw themselves on the lotus feet of Brahmanas, sage Brahm, Chatushkumara, and they beg forgiveness. And they say, though we have disrespected you, offended you, so we don't mind to go in the earthly planet, material planet, but one thing, my dear sages, boy sages, please grant us that our smriti, our remembrance should not be, we should not forget the lotus feet of Krishna in anywhere. We accept your curse. And they were grabbed, the whole, all the Jay and Vijay, they fell down on the earth, not earth, or surface, there was not heavenly planet, the ground, surface of the floor, they beg forgiveness. And some type of quarrel or some sound was here on the gate. At that point, Lord Vishnu came on the spot. From inside, Lord was there, came out on the gate. And when the Chatushkumara first time, of course, the form of Lord was always visible in their meditation only. But today, first time, they were able to see face to face Krishna, Vishnu, and they become extremely delighted, stunned, seeing the beauty of Lord Vishnu. And same time, they offer their offerings in the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, Krishna. And recently, devotees have worshipped Lord Vishnu, and they had offered tulsi leaf and saffron on the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. And when Chatushkumara, they offer offerings, touching their forehead on the feet of Vishnu, and then they were able to smell fragrance of tulsi leaf and saffron entered in the nostril, in the nose of Chatushkumara. And they felt as if some nectar have come entered in their heart. So become they extremely delighted. And they are so much delighted that they were for temporarily they were like unable to react what we should do. They could not understand what this point was. This was the very surprising thing for them. And then Lord Vishnu came, and Lord Vishnu put one hand on the top of the head of Jay and another hand on the top of the head of the Vijay, and Krishna, Vishnu scrolling, pacifying them, and same time Lord Vishnu talks about. Tau etau tau parshado mahyam jay vijay evacha. Lord Vishnu talking to Chatushkumara. These associates, Jay and Vijay, they are my own dear servant. Lord Vishnu introducing Jay or Vijay, they are introducing to Chatushkumara. Etau tau parshado mahyam, they, Jay and Vijay, they are my parshad, my associate, my servant, and they are known by Jay and Vijay. Kadarthi kritya mam yodva bhavakarantam. And they have offended you, they have disrespected you. So I am, doesn't Krishna say, yastu etayor hito dando bhadmi. And also Krishna, Lord Vishnu, told Chatushkumara that already you have cursed and I also approved your curse. You have cursed Jay Vijay that they should go to earthly planet, material planet. So I also approved your curse. You have given punishment to my associate Jay and Vijay. But one thing, tadva prasadayami adya. But today, I am requesting you, Brahmanas, I am praying. Adya brahma deva pramhidayatam. Tadva hi iti atmikritam. I approve. They have a criminal activity like disrespecting saintly person, Brahmanas like you. This act of my associate is like criminal type of, it's the most condemnable, it's very wrong. So, and I accept my servant have offended you, disrespected you. I accept the responsibility. As if I have committed the offense against you, your lotus feet. My servant, I am so close with the servant. I was unable to train my servant in the nice way. So they have committed sinful, they have committed offense against you. I think that actually I have committed sinful offense on the lotus feet of you. Atmikritam manne, I accept, I take the responsibility of this misbehavior by my servant. So one thing you do, bhuyo, please, my dear Brahmanas, at that point, lot of glorification, Lord glorify the Brahmanhood. Many verses Krishna talks, Vishnu talks about the glorification of Brahmana, what is the position of the Brahmana. And then Krishna says, bhuyo mamantikam itam. Plus, they must reap the result of their action, sinful activity. They have offended you, they have disrespected you. But one thing, bhuyo bhuya mam antikam itam. Please arrange such a way that again they should return back to the Vaikuntha planet with me in my association. Bhuyo mam antikam itam. And if you do this favor, please, Brahmana, do this favor that their exile from Vaikuntha planet should be minimized. Achirat. Very soon, you manage your curse in such a way that they should return back to me, because I could not tolerate the pain of separation from my own servant. So please do this, manage such a way that they, of course, they should reap the result of their sinful activity, disrespect, but again, they should return achirat, achirat, without any delay, bhuyo vivas. There, Jai Vijay's exile from the Vaikunth planet should be minimized. They should return in my anugraham kalpatam bhutayo achirat. And if you do that, then it will be really great favor to me by you, brahmanas, you saintly person. When the Chatuskumara saw the generosity of brahmanas, Vishnu, yesterday pointed, they could not understand. They kind of what? The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, controller of whole material and spiritual planet, master of, he is saying that, please do this favor, be merciful upon me, my associates should return, soon they should return in the Vaikunth planet. And this was too much for the saintly person. They felt, what Krishna, what Vishnu want to say? One thing, they touched their heart repeatedly, not only one time, repeatedly Vishnu said, they are my associate, they are my servant, my dear son, they are very... So when the Chatuskumara saw the love of Krishna for the devotee, his partial Jai and Vijay, affinity for Jai Vijay, affection for Jai Vijay, and repeatedly Vishnu had told that these are my servant, repeatedly, many times, the Jai Vijay are my servant, my dear servant. And besides that, not a single time Vishnu never ever said about us. They were thinking that we are also servant, they were saved, the devotee of, but Vishnu, he never said even once that we are his devotee. Her glorifying of Brahmana, great this and her very great personality. And about Jai Vijay, repeatedly, my servant, my associate, my sevakaj, and for us, not even a single time, not even once the Lord Vishnu said that we are his servant. And then they can understand the affection, affinity, love for devotee, and then become very much puzzled. And they could not understand what Vishnu want to say, what we should do. So not that they are not, no, they understand the language, but they become they are, for time being, they become unable to react immediately to what we should do. And then eventually, and they also noticed that when Lord Vishnu was talking, Lord's eyes become wet and tears rolled down from his Vishnu cheeks. He was type of crying for feeling the future would be separation from his associate Jai and Vijay. And then, what their position, this verse talks about what happened next. Te yog maya of the parmeshtya mahod, when they saw the affection, affinity, love of Krishna, Vishnu for his devotee, Jai Vijay, Mahodayam, generosity, behold, them prochu, they spoke, pranjalayo, first upon they folded their hand, all four Kumara, pranjalayo, folded their hand, vipra, the Chatuskumaras, the boy sages, a Brahman sages, प्रहिष्ठा प्रकृष्ट प्रकृष्टनिर प्रकृष्ट रूपेण हृष्टा दे बिकम कंप्लीटली डिलाइटेड द डिलाइट द हैप्पीनेस द ब्लिस दे फील दैट वी कुड नॉट मेजर दैट ब्लिस ऑफ द मेजरमेंट आई मीन्स दैट दे आर फीलिंग ए ब्लिस इन द देयर हार्ट देयर इज नो लिमिट देयर ब्लिस कुड नॉट बी length and breadth, depth and height could not be measured by any anything. Their happiness, vipra, prahishta, prakesh, prakarsa, rupena, hrishta. They become completely, absolutely, extremely delighted and shubhitas tacha. Skin became agitated. Shubhitas tacha, tacha. Skin became agitated due to the extreme bliss and hair stand on the in on its end. Romance, that is called romance. The Chatuskumara, first of all, when they saw the beautiful form of Krishna Vishnu, that was good enough, more than enough for the delightment. And when Krishna speaks such a way, such a nice about his voice, many quality of Krishna's voice is, of course, it was very much sweet. Sound vibration, it was very charming, very sweet, and it was presented. And when they understand about the meaning of the Vishnu speaking, that their heart also become delighted. When they heard, when the sound vibration emanating from the mouth of Krishna Vishnu entered in their ear, the ear become very much satisfied. And when they think about the meaning of the verses, they become extremely joyful. And so this happened. And they then spoke further verses. They started speaking in a glorification of Vishnu. When Vishnu came in front of them, Krishna started to speak the glories, started to glorify the Brahmanhood, Brahmanad. Then this Chatuskumara, they were extremely delighted, and they were talking, they were glorifying the personality of Godhead Krishna in glorification of Krishna. The prochu, they started prochu pranjalyo vipra prahishta chubhitas tvacha. We know in Bhagavatam and other literature also about description. When a devotee develops substantial Krishna prem, Krishna consciousness, then there are some certain type of transformation takes place in the body of devotee, and that vikar, that transformation is called ashtasvatik vikar. So Chatuskumara, they felt the ashtasattvik vikar, prahishta prakarsin. So those here, shubhitas tvacha means romance. Due to love, some changes took place in the body of the, due to extreme affection, bhakti for Vishnu, there are certain type of transformation took place in that body of the Chatuskumara, and they are called ashtasattvik vikar. So one of sattvik vikar is shubhitas tvacha, romance, that is called romance, and then started to speak. So that was their position. They were very much surprised. They could not understand, especially that statement of Krishna. And you please minimize the exile of my associate Jay and Vijay. Soon they should return. Achirat, their duration of separation, exile from the Vaikuntha should be minimized, because Vishnu said, it will be really tough for me to tolerate the pain of separation from my devotee. And many times, repeatedly, Vishnu was talking that they are my servant, and they also noticed, not even once, Lord Vishnu mentioned that you, Brahmanas, you are my devotee. So this was the touch there, and then they devastated, they all sattvic, because when they seen the generosity, udar, characteristic of Vishnu, as well as characteristic guna of the Jay Vijay. Jay Vijay could have retaliated. They simply stopped them. They were due to Vayuntras, because they are doorkeeper. They are not very much serious offense against this Chatushkumara. For a very small, insignificant offense, it appears that someone has thrown bomb on their head. They become angry, they curse them, and kept many very serious punishment. The Chatushkumara, the Jay Vijay, would also retaliated, but then instead retaliating, speaking something against the Chatushkumara, they threw themselves in the feet of the Chatushkumara, and also the begging forgiveness. About the humility of Jay Vijay, and for the humility of Krishna, Vishnu Esa, and that was, they could not digest this one. They were unable to react of what we should do. They could not understand what Vishnu want, what is the intention of Lord Vishnu of saying this thing. And then speaking part tomorrow onward, next part talks about what they are speaking. Te yog maya arabd parmeshyam mahodayam opulence of Parameshram. Parameshram is Vishnu. Krishna has his opulence, the Vaikuntha plant. This opulence of this material world, it is done by Mahamaya and by Yogamaya, opulence of Vaikuntha plant. So who is the master of all spiritual and material planet, proprietor of, master of control, such a humble way. Krishna, Vishnu saying that, you Brahmana, please, if you will do that one, if you will minimize the exile of my associate from Vaikuntha planet, if you come back, I consider myself, it will be real great mercy, your favor on me. And this part was really, they could not digest, they could not understand what Vishnu wanted to say. So what they will say, te yog maya arabdha parmeshyam mahodayam prochu. They started to speak. Pranjalaya, they folded their hand, their palm together. Vipra, the Brahman sage, or child sage, boy sage, and Prahishta means they are extremely delighted, very present, and they spoke. Now what they are speaking, that will come in next verse. Next verse onward, the Chatushkumara were talking, speaking in glorification of Lord Vishnu and his devotee, and about relationship between devotee and Vishnu, Krishna, and process of devotional service, how devotional service, bhakti is great. So they talk in glorification of Vishnu, in glorification of associates of Vishnu, and in glorification of pure devotional service. So these were further, in next verses we'll talk about. So I think here I should stop. Basically, this verse talks about the Brahmana by seeing the generosity, guna, good quality, transcendental good quality of Jai Vijay, as well as good quality of Vishnu. They become very much delighted, become pleased, and they folded their hand and they started to speak in glorification of Vishnu, in glorification of devotee, in glorification of devotional service, and same time in glorification about relationship between devotee and Lord Vishnu. Okay.
Maharaj, last couple of weeks there were some discussion here. Why Vaikuntha needs gatekeeper? Vaikuntha is fearless place,
yeah.
No Maya's influence.
No.
So why you need bodyguard for? Gatekeeper.
In Vaikuntha, what Vaikuntha, Jai Vijay? Please repeat the question.
In this material world, people has a gatekeeper, they have a big gate, so their enjoyment is not disturbed by outsider.
Yeah.
In Vaikuntha is outside of material nature, has nobody going to disturb, nobody has the power to get out. So why they need a gatekeeper and a gate and all this protection?
they are decoration of the gate.
That's a decoration.
This is decoration.
What the gatekeeper does? Having a fun?
Because they need some type, the devotee, they want to be engaged in some service, some type, though there is no need of any service. But still, there is need to decoration as well as something voluntarily without any need they are sending. Because in Vaikuntha, if you read the Vaikuntha planet, also it describes the Lakshmi Devi personally sweeping the floor, mopping the floor. There is no question any dust anything. But when Lakshmi the mopping, sweeping the floor, and when Lakshmi saw her own face, in the marble, and when she sees her own face, and she looks very beautiful, and she thinks that my face, my cheeks were kissed by Krishna, that it becomes so beautiful. So, though there is no need for any service, there no Lakshmi the sweeping the floor, mopping the floor, personally, herself. So this is the devotee, they want to do some service, though there is no need of service, so like decoration, or they are standing to please their Lord.
Okay.
Yes, Guruji.
Hari Bol Maharaj. So, they were coerced to come down on the earth planet. They could have coerced them to go to the hellish planet, but they coerced them to come down to the earth planet, which isn't so bad. I mean, but it's described as if it's really horrible, you know. I mean, but it could have been worse going to the hellish planet.
Chatuskumara wanted some heavy punishment. So that would be lighter heavenly planet, so much opportunity for facilities and security, because they want them to be there. Heavy punishment. This is the heavier punishment. If they have gone to the Vaikuntha planet, So they thought that it's not good enough for this offense. So maximum, what is it? Heavy punishment, in order to give him heavier punishment, so they send him earthly planet.
I say, the Kumaras could have caused them to go to the hellish planet for the real heavy punishment.
After hell, no, the Chatusumar, they are not so cruel. They, still, besides, they were devoted, not that. So they did not say hellish planet. Because, see, they were, after all, Chatuskumara were devotee of Krishna. And so they did not want to throw him in the hell. They have some compassion for him. And this is the nice place for cultivation of Krishna consciousness. For if you really want to reform ourselves, हम तो दिस सुधार सुधार चाहते हैं तो दिस इज द बेस्ट प्लेस टू रिफॉर्म टू करेक्ट आवर सेल्फ सो दैट द लिटिल मिस्टेक तो अर्थली प्लैनेट दे कुड करेक्ट देमसेल्फ वेरी इजिली फॉर दैट दे डिड नॉट आई वाज थिंकिंग दैट वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट हेवनली प्लैनेट नेवर एनी यू सी द हिस्ट्री ऑफ वैदिक लिटरेचर Many curses their different personality has given. Not even a single person has given a curse any living entity to go to hellish planet. Maximum they have given go take birth in earthly planet here. So they are not so cruel. So some reasonable punishment they wanted for that they sent them the earthly planet. Not the hellish planet. I was thinking that we were talking about the heavenly planet. Okay, anything?
Thank you for the class, Maharaj. I was just hearing, I was amazed at how Lord Vishnu, we're calling him Krishna anyways, he actually took accountability for the mistake of his servants. Such humility. And I was seeing, he's showing us by example. When we have conflicts, we should be looking at what is my fault? How can I take accountability? It really struck me the example he's giving for us, because so much of the time we're always thinking, it's their fault, it's the other person's fault. They could have thought, this is your fault, you know, for Kumaras, you shouldn't have done this. But he said, no, it's actually, I take accountability on behalf of my servants. He didn't even blame them. So this is the very exalted way of being. And I'm just seeing, he's showing an example. I don't know if you have anything else to say on that, but it's so much of the time we have conflicts.
Tate nukampam susim kshamaro bhunjan evatma kritam vipaka. If any reverse condition comes in our direction. A devotee never blames other people. He thinks, Atmavritkata. I have done this sinful activity. I deserve more than this. But it is the mercy of Krishna, the mercy he has minimized. So whatever I am suffering, this is my own personal, individual kamai. This is my earning. So a devotee never blames any other person. Only he blames himself that I have done this karma, I deserve for this punishment.
Thank you.
Okay.
The Lord Shiva, they are believing that Mount Kailash is the Lord Shiva resides. So like that, Vaikuntham, where it resides, is a physical place, is it available in the earth?
What, I could not understand precisely what is. Somebody can repeat what he says.
It's not relevant, but he's saying that is Vaikuntha visible in a geographical map? You know, Canada is north of America, Mexico is south. So is the Vaikuntha is a physical map in the geographical map.
Digital map.
Physical location.
Upper plan, up for sure, that much we know somewhere far beyond this map.
I thought it was the Kumaras, they saw, you're mentioning so nicely that they never said, Vishnu never said, your servant, yeah? Vishnu never said, I mean, they said, Vishnu said, Jai Vijaya, my servant, but never said that the Kumaras, you're my servant. So they noticed that. What is amazing is that they get sattvika vikar even while they're thinking that way. I mean, is that they got that transformation because of the presence of Vishnu? You know, normally the tendency would be to think, oh, you know, the Lord is not even thinking we are his servants. And so you would feel morose or you will feel sad. But they're having, you know, hair standing on end, you know, all these things is happening.
This happened because they noticed that Vishnu repeatedly said that Jai Vijay, these are my devotee, my dear devotee. He never said even once for them. So that they understand their mistake. When they cursed Chatuskumara at Jai Vijay, they did not retaliate. Rather, they threw themselves in the lotus feet. So that very much for them appreciating. So when Lord Vishnu repeatedly was telling, they are my devotee, my dear devotee, their exile should be minimized. I could not tolerate the pain of separation from them. They have done mistake. You see, I accept that. This is my mistake. And then there was a hint for them. They understand that they could understand the greatness of the devotee. And also they felt that we have done really, really bad thing. And towards the end, these people topic will they are repenting, they are requesting, my dear Lord, please somewhere revert with or curse should be going when known. They don't deserve to be. So that Lord Vishnu wanted to teach them the lesson, the greatness of a devotee, Jai Vijay. And beside, for you are supposed to be the topmost devotee. For an insignificant insult, it was not insult, become so much. So compare yourself, you see your position as Jai Vijay position. And they realized, Chatuskumara, they're repenting that we have cursed. They requested, my Lord, please, please, hamara course nasht kar dijiye, nahi chahiye hum logon ko. This part, especially this part, repeatedly, they noticed that, listening, repeatedly say, these are my devotee, my dear devotee. If they have done something, I have done it. This is my responsibility. And if you are doing some favor on them, it will be directly on favor on me. So Chatuskumara could realize that affection, affinity, love of Krishna, Vishnu for his devotees, how he loved. So that was the really, they could not digest these things, that touch their heart, and such a, Lord has such a affection, love for his own devotee.
Maharaj, you said something that I haven't heard in all these weeks, and that is that because the Kumaras were totally naked except for their Brahman thread, this is what made the, you know, Jai and Vijay, get alarmed. Like, how you can't be walking, coming in to see the Lord naked like this. But previously we were hearing just because they were children. Now, if they were dressed as a five-year-old in a beautiful Brahmin little outfit and a little, you know, whatever, they would be adorable and endearing. But you said today that it's because they were naked.
Absolutely.
That was so alarming.
Only thing besides their body was sacred thread, boss.
What is that?
Sacred thread was their one.
Yeah.
For chanting Gayatri was, otherwise nothing was.
So that gave the alarm?
The first son, set of Brahmas, four Kumara, the eldest personality, elder than Shiva and others. But they chant one mantra. By the power of mantra, their age remains 5 years old only. They look like 5 years old. They never becomes 6 years old. And that mantra is Hari Saranam. Always this vibration comes as Hari Saranam. Hari Saranam, and the effect of this mantra, their age, their body, what is it? It doesn't grow. 5 years, stop. Looks like, they always looks like 5 years old. And also with 5 years, what is the serious if they're naked walking here and there? 5 years ke ladke kapda pohne na kya jata hai kisi ka? What is wrong is the 5 year child roaming here and there without any clothes. In beginning, this incident is also for one reason that at least in beginning they have some inclination, some appreciation for impersonal aspect of Vishnu, Mayavadi. After this incident, first saw the beautiful form. Of course, meditation, they samadhi they have seen, but now face to face, and especially when offer of senses, then fragrance enters in their nostril, and then they lost their attraction for impersonal aspect of Brahma. They become completely devotee. They appreciate the pure devotional service. When their mayavad was eradicated, removed. Previously, they are not mayavadi, but they have some appreciation, soft corner for impersonal feature of Vishnu, mayavad, nirvisheshavad. So that was absolutely removed with this incident, and they become really, really pure devotee.
So what was the conception? Hari Saranam is the impersonal concept. Then why you mention the name Hari?
No.
Hari has to be a person who steals.
Still, they have some, not like fully mayavadi, they have some appreciation, some like क्या कहते अच्छा मतलब उसके प्रति अच्छा भाव था कि हाँ भाई वो भी रहे but on this incident completely
okay.
Like even Sukhdev को परिनिष्ठितोपि नैरगुणे Sukhdev को परिनिष्ठिता अपि नैरगुणे I had very much attraction for impersonal feature of Brahman Krishna.
For Sukhdev Goswami.
Yes, Sukhdev.
Yeah, I remember that verse.
Even Sukhdev. So these personality also some appreciation was there for impersonal feature of absolute reality. But after this incident, completely.
Thank you, Maharaj. I was thinking of, I know there is no time, but still that question is bubbling in me. There is a Jarananda, the happiness from the sense enjoyment. Mm. Then there is a Brahmananda. Mm-hmm. Then there is a Sevananda. Mm-hmm. So there is a gradation, Prabhupada says. Mm-hmm. So Jarananda, I'm experienced. Brahmananda four Kumaras have experience. Mm-hmm. And Shivananda Joy Bijoy experience. Mm-hmm. So how is that Rupa Goswami Pad writes Bhakti Mukti Spriha Jabat Pishachi Ridi Bartate Tabat Bhakti Sukasya Kathama Bhudayat Bhavet. If someone has bhukti and mukti, spriha, then cannot taste the Shivananda. So my question is, this Brahmanandi, they're getting taste of Shivanandi, where do we fit? We see sometimes stalwart devotee, they are tasting Shivananda. How is possible they can be attracted to Jarananda, not Brahmananda at least? Why they come down to Jarananda? This is puzzling. Then the doubt creates. Is the process working? Maybe you can answer next class in a couple of days you're giving.
Bhukti mukti spriha pisachi javat hirti bartate tavat bhakti sukhasya katham u abhyudayo bhavit. As long as bhukti and mukti spriha desire longing for bhukti and mukti in the heart. Tavat, up to that point, where is question of bhakti sukh? There is no bhakti sukh. And some, again, from, it appears the apparently from bhakti sukh to jara, what is jara?
Jaranand.
Jaran. It means the person has now tasted the sweetness of bhakti sukh. Once you taste, no question of again returning this jadananda. So,
but then Maharaj,
formally we should stop here.
Okay, we can discuss.
Because many people did have to go somewhere. Yes, Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.